Welcome back to the program. Great to have the CEO of Greyhound Racing Victoria, Alan Clayton, joining us to talk some greyhounds for a couple of minutes. Alan, welcome to the program, and accolades for your organisation this week with some well-deserved awards.
Yes, Dwayne, look, great to be on your program. I hope everyone's well. Look, we're really thrilled about the fact that Greyhound Racing Victoria and three clubs have been recognised by Community Clubs Victoria at the awards night on Monday. And it's usually an annual event, but due to COVID, it was cancelled last year. So this year recognised activity from the past 2 years. And GRV's Great Chase, we do that with the Meadows, and the Red Dog and Blue Dog campaigns have received awards in the social inclusion club category. So you might remember the Red Dog campaign, which was launched following the devastating fires in 1920. And which affected many greyhound trainers and clubs. And this initiative was that we donated $250 for every dog that won in the red rug during the campaign, which raised about $95,500. And the GRV board topped it up to $100,000. So that was good. And the Blue Dog campaign, which was similar, was in response to that really, really awful, tragic incident on the Eastern Freeway, which four police officers were killed. And we recognised the work of Police Legacy Remembrance Fund. And once again, we donated $250 this time for every dog that won in the blue, which is the number four rug. And it wasn't too long ago that we also discussed on the other program that received the accolade, which is the Great Chase, which is has supported many organisations in the disability sector to the tune of more than 700,000 over the last 19 years. So it wasn't just GRV that won on the night, Dwayne. The Meadows and Sandown Park clubs also combined to win the Metro Club of the Year through its Greyhound Entertainment Facility located at Sandown. And Sale Clubs, clubs manager Peter Johnson, received the runner-up for Club Manager of the Year. So it's just been a fantastic acknowledgement of all of the things that we've done.
Yeah, congratulations to all involved. We've spoken a couple of times also about the Melbourne Cup. It's on tomorrow night.
You know, I can't use the line, it's the race that stops the nation, so I won't use that line. So definitely can't use that. But look, it is on Friday night. It's the world's greatest greyhound race. And it's at Sandown Park. It's the pinnacle. It's like the Masters for golf. It's the event that every trainer, owner and breeder wants to win. So it's looking really fantastic. The field is always fascinating, and this year is no different. We have the dog claimed by many to be the fastest in the world, Aston Rupee, who we have the Cranbourne Cup winner, Koblenz, Silver Chief winner, Lakeview Walter. Big names for the greatest greyhound race in the world with a life-changing $500,000 with the first prize. And on the same program tomorrow night, we'll be treated to one of the major stayers races for the year, the Group 1 Boltrees Final with $105,000 to the winners. So I really urge that anyone enjoys racing and watching, you know, just truly the great dogs that we've got in Australia, in the world, to have a look at this meeting. The first race is at 6:52 and it will be live on Watchdog, and you can see always see the lead up in the thrill of the chase and the excellent Greyhound Racing television program that we run on Channel 7.2 from 6 o'clock tomorrow night with a wrap-up on Sunday morning at 10.
Alan, we're nearly out of time, but we do have a minute left. Give the Greyhound adoption program another plug, because it is something that I enjoy being involved with as well in my tiny way to promote it with you.
Yeah, and look, all I can say is that we've got a few dogs at the moment at Seymour. So if you want dogs, now's the time. They're really, really great dogs, really great pets, really good companions for you. And so I can't do anything other than share the pleasure that I have with my dog, who's a beautiful Gippsland grey dog that I own through Gap. So please contact Seymour. And get yourself a special present for the family for Christmas, and get one of the most beautiful things on the planet, a greyhound. So they're really great pets and something that you will thank me for the rest of your lives.
Yeah, a lot of information on the Gap Facebook page too, by the way. Heaps of photos, descriptions of the dogs that are available for adoption as well. Greyhounds available on that Facebook page. Alan, we'll talk again next week. I really appreciate your time.
Yeah, great to talk to you, Dwayne. Keep well and really good luck.
Alan Clayton from Greyhound Racing Victoria. Always great to have a chat to the CEO. That's it for me today. Thanks again for your company. I'm back tomorrow for Midday Madness, tomorrow at midday. You can download the Dwayne's World podcast and have a listen back to any of the interviews we did today, including Nathan Lyon and Nick Dacos. It's all there on the podcast if you want to have a listen in. Thanks to all those people that took the time to call the program today and send through your text. It's always a delight to have a chat to you about anything in the world of sports. So please join me tomorrow for Midday Madness at midday. But stick around. Looking forward to Andy and Josh Jenkins next.